WRKJ 473, mobile and monitoring.
Call sign is sender OTR. OTR mobile.
Tom, KO4HKX here.
Hi, Patrick. That didn't sound right, did it?
I just come in right as you were asking them to repeat it, and then nothing.
Kind of sound like a pirate to me, but I could be mistaken. How's your day going?
Good. I was supposed to meet with a lawyer this morning, so it didn't work, and now he's backed out, and so I've missed a day's work also.
That really sucks. Well, I've just acquired a tailgater here. We're going up to Inman for a little while, or Inman, Landrum for just a ride here and come back. But just enjoying the day, and not much going on.
I'm going to hang out here at the house till lunchtime, and then I'm going to go up and help my stepdad. So I'm not going to let the day go to waste. But it just aggravates me that it was not how it was intended.
Well, did he cancel it, or just not show up?
He canceled it.
Well, did they give you 24 hours notice?
No. Nobody's as important as they are.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That is not respectful or right, but c'est la vie.
We Tango Bubble.
Head.
I'm not sure who the other fella is in there. This is Rusty, and I'm heading out on a series of errands this morning. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing. But good to hear you this morning, Rusty. This is Patrick in there with us. So go ahead, Patrick.
Rusty, how are you today?
For Tuesday, I'm not doing too bad. Better than yesterday. My stomach decided to fight with me yesterday, but that's all right. Anyway, got to go by the doctor's office and pick up a new prescription. And he doubled my blood pressure medicine in size. So, and then got to go to Wally World and Lowe's, and then I'm not sure where else. Depends on what I find at Wally World and Lowe's as to whether I have to go anywhere else. Anyway, so I'm out and about doing errands. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I got to jump out here at the Spink Station, and so I'll be back in a little bit. And you go ahead and continue, guys. It's N0TR.
What kind of project you working on today?
Oh, just catching up on things I need around the house. And I got to go by, that reminds me, I got to go by a hardware store because I got to get some washers to go on some wheels for a car to church. And glad you mentioned projects. That made me think of that all of a sudden. You know, not a whole lot else, just catching up on a few things here and a few things there that I need to get done. And just kind of get things ready for the weekend and for months to come. So, then I got meetings tonight, Zoom meeting anyway, starting at 7:30. So it will commence at 7:30 and run till about 8:30 or 9. And then I guess I'll get on the radio sometime tonight. I don't know. I'm just going to play it by ear the rest of the day. But, yeah, I got to go pick up some things for the dog at Wally World and also a couple of items I forgot the other day, and I can get them there. And then I got to go across it over to the Lowe's to pick up some ratchets for my socket sets. I've lost a couple of ratchets, it looks like.
It's easy to do. They'll grow legs from time to time.
Things do. Usually it's the sockets themselves that grow legs and go away, but for some reason, I've got one old ratchet. It's not even it's the only one I got left is a 3/8, and it's not really a real good one, but I need a quarter and I need a half, and I need a new 3/8 that's better than this one, because this other one's an old cheap one, and I guess that's why it didn't walk off. So, oh well. I'll have to see. Boy, I'll tell you what, they're building sub-housing developments over here on this road I'm on right now, right and left. At one end of the road, they've got one subdivision going up, and they must have 30 houses built in it. On this other end, they've got two subdivisions and an apartment complex going up, and they're building the second half of the apartment complex, and it's artisan living is what they're calling it, luxury townhouses, and that they're for lease. I don't know. Anyway, it's more money than I've got to spend, you know.
After that, the lumber alone would be more money than I got to spend.
Here, he's got a bunch of beehives out back.
Hmm.
I haven't noticed that before. And this house has been here for years, but I guess he's cleaned out around the area so you can see back there. Oh, what are you up to today, Patrick?
I took the day off to go meet with my lawyer about my tool truck accident. And then he canceled on me about, I don't know, an hour and a half before we were supposed to meet. So now I'm going to hang out here and then go help my stepdad clean up around his house.
What you and that's what you and Tom were talking about, and a real nice lot of warning to cancel the meeting, huh?
It's real nice of them, and you know, it only cost me a day of work, and it's not like I work for myself, so it's not like you know, I'm just drawing a normal paycheck.
Yeah, I've been there, done that before, and so I I've been there and done that. I used to do contract computer programming. And, you know, if you weren't working, you weren't making any money. So, been there and done that. And it can get frustrating after a while, particularly if you take a day off from where you're working and expect to be getting something else done. And oh, I had that happen to me, and not with a lawyer, but with somebody else. And I went there and... what it was is the guy never just, you know, never did show up. So, oh, well, it's, as they say, it is what it is. And I'm looking at a building across from this intersection, and there's grass of some sort growing on top of the building. Interesting. W2T Mobile.
The main thing is to put a yard on top of your house because the houses are stacked so close together.
This is intentional because this is a business building, and this looks like just weeds growing up there and all, but it looks like they've gotten a bunch of dirt on there and gotten it back. Tom must be putting some go juice in his car, so that's why he was at where he was stopping. So I guess he'll be back in a minute.
Well, it won't take him too long to get it filled up.
Here where they're cutting down trees and clearing property, looks like there's going to be another subdivision being built next to a high-priced one over here. Well, I'm going to run in here for just a minute. I'm at my doctor's office, and I got to go pick up some medicine. So let me make this turn in here, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
W2T. K04HX-733, and I'll be monitoring. I'll be around. K04HX, clear.
Tango on the road again.
It's Patrick, KO4HKX here.
There, Tom come back yet, or is he still wandering around the gasoline place?
Shock from the fuel prices.
Here's a fire truck heading out. I wonder where he's headed now. And I'll move it up the road here. Away from me, so I'm not worried about that. He's going in the opposite direction I'm going, so at least I won't find the fire anyway.
It's a good thing. Get out of their way and stay out of their way.
Well, either that or he's responding to an emergency call, because over here in this area, if you call for an ambulance, you know, a rescue squad or somebody, they always send a fire truck along, too. I don't know why, but when the last time I had to have an ambulance at my house, I had an ambulance and a fire truck and a fire chief's car, so, and I have no clue why they had the fire truck and the fire chief's car, because all I needed was the ambulance. Oh, well, you know, it's your tax dollars at work.
know why they do that either, but that's how they do it up here where I'm at too.
I just passed and the road's going to be very smelly by the time the end of the day comes along. Big old raccoon that wasn't fast enough crossing the road. Oh, I hate when I see animals like that, you know. And the ones I really hate to find is come along the road and find where somebody's hit one of those nice black and white swamp kitties. Oh, are they powerful. Well, maybe you'd had a heart attack for the pump, for the price of gas at the pump there.
And 264.9 up here. I only needed 4 gallons. I was just chopping it off while I was there. All I wanted was a Coke and a donut, because what you got in your stomach must be contagious, because mine's a little on the, well, it's not upset, but it's got something down there that just ain't right. And usually a Coca-Cola, which I haven't had for probably 6 months, does the job.
And old Patrick, I told you they'd probably call for an ambulance, and the ambulance just passed me. Looks like the fire truck's going to get to wherever they've called for the ambulance faster than the ambulance is. Anyway, yeah, price of gas, I paid $247.9 for it the other day when I get filled up. And also, I'm doing good right now. I'll top up Thursday when I get paid again. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll share with you what I spend in fuel a week, because I'm buying diesel, and it's usually right around $300 a week in fuel.
That hurts. Man. Well, that must be a mighty big truck. Well, just about the time you was mentioning a raccoon back there, which I just barely caught, we just ran over the top of a dead one here too, Rusty.
Well, on over this one, I straddled this one. Well, actually, I was in the lane next to where, for some reason, he's right on the line between the two lanes, going the same direction. So I don't know. You know, I just I went around him a little bit. I don't, and all. That's just a straight. Idiot, got somebody behind. We got two lanes in the turn lanes here on Regal Road, turn on the black stop, and somebody in their VW Ruitan or whatever they call that van is, could not wait for the cars in the turn lane to pull up a little bit, so he came up, drove up over the curve to get into the other lane because there was less people in that lane. Idiot. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'll pick one from Tom. They walk among us.
shoot. Well, we're getting not too far from Landrum up here, so I better back out because it gets crummy up here, guys. And Bernice and I wish you all a happy day, and I'm going to start munching on this sugar donut here, 73, and catch you in a little while probably in the Central TR.
What you're running around up there in the back country for, unless you're going up to the wireman's place. And if you are, pick me up 275 feet of copper-clad steel wire. I'd appreciate it, sir. Anyway, you and Bernice have a good day, Tom, wherever you're headed. WU2T Mobile. Go ahead, Patrick.
You and Bernice have a good day, and be safe out there. And, Rusty, if you want to continue on, I'll be here.
I'm just a couple of minutes away from Wally World up here. That's my next stop. And then I won't even turn the radio. I won't even get back on the radio between Wally World and Lowe's, because I pull out of the Wally World parking lot right straight across the traffic light into the Lowe's parking lot. So, and it makes it easier like that. And then depending upon what I find over here at Wally World, I may have to run around to Sam's Club. But I'll just see what happens and where everything goes. And see if somewhere along the way I decide we'll pick home to the house, you know?
I hope you have a good time in your adventure out there, and stay safe. Like I said, they walk among us and they drive among us.
One of Tom's other phrases, and then a lot of people use, is you can't fight stupidity. I'll catch you later. I'm pulling in the parking lot. You have a good one, Patrick. W2T clear, 73s.
4HKX, monitoring.
Patrick, how are you doing today? 1040JC.
Doing good, Jerry. How are you?
Went out to grab a little something to bring home for lunch. I'm not ready to eat yet. It's a little early for me. Hope you're doing well today.
Would have been doing a little better if the lawyer hadn't have backed out on his appointment, but we'll make the best of it. Enjoy the day.
That's two times in a row, isn't it?
Phone call last week, man, and missed his appointment this week, so I don't know what's going on.
So, insurance lawyer or your own personal attorney?
Personal attorney. So, I don't know what to do with this.
Sometimes they are hard to deal with. We don't really have a personal attorney. We have a long-term, long-time friend of ours that handles most of our stuff. He's pretty easy to get in contact with. He's a small-town guy. He's a little easier to deal with as far as appointments. He's done a pretty good job for us over the years. It hadn't been anything serious, anything like that, of course, though.
A small-town guy, but I don't know. It's just been hard to get a hold of him. I don't know what it is.
Hopefully he'll have enough interest in it to take care of him. I would certainly hope so. That these missing appointments didn't bode well. I'd be more than ticked off. I can say I'd be a little ticked off, but me, I'd get really upset. I'd probably throw a fit about something like that, especially in such as serious as the things you're dealing with.
HKX Friday. Yeah, I'm not real happy right now, let's put it that way. And I missed a whole day's work for this here, so that's another reason not to be. I am sitting at the house right now. I'm going to wait till lunchtime and eat lunch, and then I'm going to go up and help my stepdad clean up around my mom's place.
You told me you bought some property. Is that near? I got a friend of mine bought some stuff, bought some property up near Saluda. Is that anywhere in the vicinity of where you bought your latest parcel?
I bought my piece of property up between Bavard and Rosman, so it's a pretty good ways away.
Yeah, that's some nice territory up in there. I know. It's hard finding a good piece of property these days. Everybody wants a lot for it, and of course the daggum construction costs are so expensive now. It's hard to get started on anything with, especially lumber prices as high as they've been. I guess they still are high. Haven't bought any in a long time.
Bought any in a while, but I keep an eye on lumber prices right now. But yeah, I'm not going to start a house right now. Ain't no way.
But putting the debt back on my house. But I'm not so sure I'm going to do it right now. Probably going to wait. Of course, sometimes if you wait, it gets even worse. Who knows what's going to happen over the course of next year. They will have a little inflation kick in before now and the end of the year. And as they seem to like to gouge people on lumber prices anyway, who knows what's going to happen. But I just do what I need to do, and no more than that. I think I'll be okay. I got a lot of stuff that needs to be done around the house, and I'm going to work on that first before I start thinking about doing any additional construction.
Yeah, I'll probably start with the garage, which I was going to put up a metal building for it. So I'll probably go that route first. And at least that way I can move everything into it when we do decide to move.
That's a good idea. I imagine concrete's expensive too now, though, like along with everything else. I was going to redo my driveway out here, and I got some quotes, and I about gagged when I saw it. I couldn't believe how expensive some of these guys are.
I don't think prices are going to come down anytime soon on anything, so all I can say is hang on.
Right. I'd like to think otherwise, but I know better. This house and things is going to get worse. It's going to get a lot more active. It's not going to slow down in this area for sure. At least it doesn't look like it has. And I know that couple of areas down here that have some smaller homes for sale. There's a lot of times they're sold before they even get on the market. People find out people want to sell and going in before they even get listed, trying to buy them. But that's the way it is, I guess. I was thinking about getting something a little smaller about property, but we may just stay where we are. I don't know. I hate to have to move again. I gotta jump out. I gotta go back downstairs and work on some other stuff. Good talk to you. I'm glad you physically you're doing a little better. Maybe you can get some satisfaction with this legal situation. At least I hope so. Talk to you later, Patrick. M4DJ, stay clear after you.
You take care and stay safe out there. KO4 HK. 73, I'll be clear.